I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove & Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Escape into autumnal bliss at Spa Allegretto as the air turns crisp, rejuvenate with their special October offer. New members join this month to receive half off your annual spa membership. Call 805-369-2524 and mention this offer at the time of booking. Offer valid through October 31st, 2024.
The day we're born is the day we begin to die. Will you die with dignity? Soon to begin, Old Farts, a fitness program for men 70 and up to make those golden years truly golden. Life does start for many at 70. Pick up that phone, give me a call. This is not a program for everyone. It's for those who are serious about living a fulfilling life. This is Gary Whiting, the fitness doctor. If you make me part of your health and fitness problems, I will become part of your health and fitness solutions. Remember, old farts don't drool, they rule. Much more than just a high-intensity anti-aging program, it is a life-altering program. Training at the Paso Robles Sports Club. Give me a call, 805-400-4460. 805-400-4460. 4460.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 14th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
An Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. Details on that and more coming up. Sunny skies ahead with highs in the mid-80s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office announced that 23-year-old Tanner Fite of Atascadero has been sentenced to 5 years in state prison for child sex crimes. The DA's office release says the crimes occurred when the victim was only 11 years old and Fite was babysitting the victim at the time. The DA's office says they fought for the maximum sentence of 14 years, but Judge Jesse Marino sentenced Fite to serve a low term of only 5 years. Citing mitigating circumstances due to Fite's lack of a criminal history and because he was under the age of 26 when he committed the crime. The Templeton Community Services District will be meeting Tuesday for its regular board meeting. The board will hold a public hearing for increasing its development impact fees, effective January 1st of 2025. The board typically has approved adjustments to these fees each year since 2019. The board last updated its fees in September of last year, updating the fire development impact fee. With the information collected, the CSD is considering an increase to water, wastewater, fire, and parks and recreation developmental fees by 1%. You can attend that meeting at 7 p.m. in person or through Zoom online. Today is Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. I'll have that story and more coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Today is Columbus Day, recognized as Indigenous Peoples Day in California. Indigenous Peoples Day celebrates and honors Indigenous American peoples and commemorates their histories and cultures. The Columbus Day holiday commemorates the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. The holiday was signed into law by President Lyndon Johnson in 1968. In observance of the holiday, government facilities, post offices, schools, and most banks will be closed. But as the state of California does not observe the Columbus Day holiday, some state or local facilities will be open. City facilities in Paso Robles will be closed in observance of the day. Some businesses may have varying hours as well. On Tuesday of last week, the Paso Robles Planning Commission approved an amendment to the second half of the Union Road Fire Station. The fire station officially opened late last year, with Phase 2 intended to be a police yard, then changed to a corporation yard. However, in August of this year, an amendment to the site's plan was approved to construct a 3,600-square-foot training building and a 43-foot-tall training structure. Currently, there is no training facility for the Paso Robles Emergency Services. All training must be done in Monterey or Lompoc. The training tower will be made from industrial C-train containers intended to be damaged and replaced during live fire training exercises. The Planning Commission approved the construction of these two buildings, which will cost around $5 million. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of 2027. Ditas Esperanza, Capital Projects Engineer for the City of Paso Robles, has a road construction update for us. Ditas?
As people may have noticed, the sewer project on Creston Road, the sewer face, that's a 20-foot deep sewer, which has been a challenge to the contractor as well as to the community, as they have had to maneuver through those construction zones in a congested manner. But they finally finished that and paved it back. So we're back to two-way traffic, and there's a little bit respite because there's not much traffic congestion at this time. But caution you that there will still be some projects, some phases going on in the next few weeks, although probably not as crazy as the 20th deep sewer. So the next phase I'm excited to tell is the installation of a traffic signal at Walnut and Bolin. I think people have been waiting to have a traffic signal installed there, so the contractor will begin the underground conduits for the eventual installation of the traffic signal. So that's the next phase of work. It won't be quite as challenging as far as traffic control as it was with the sewer, but nonetheless, please still pay attention and drive slowly through there, as there will be construction equipment going on at Walnut and Bolin on Creston Road. After they're done there, then they'll move on to Orchard, Ivy, and Trigo, where we're putting a pedestrian push button, traffic pedestrian lights to allow safe crossing at those locations for the students along Creston Road. So it's a little bit of respite for traffic control from the challenging sewer project, but still, nonetheless, there's still traffic control that's ongoing for the next phase of project. That's it for now, and thank you.
Thank you, Dietas. That's Dietas Esperanza from the city of Paso Robles. In high school football action over the weekend, Paso Robles Bearcats lost their homecoming game to St. Joseph 26-7. Templeton Eagles held off a late push by Morro Bay, beating the Pirates 41-30. The Atascadero Greyhounds won another close game, beating Pioneer Valley 28-21. San Luis Obispo beat Rigetti 17-7. Arroyo Grande Eagles over Lompoc 17-14. And Carruthers beat Mission Prep 34-14. The city of Paso Robles announced they will begin transitioning the lighting in the downtown city park to its holiday lighting. The transition will begin October 24th. The city says as they work toward the transition, there will be no special park lighting until November 29th, the annual lighting of the town. The Paso Robles Police and Fire Department will be hosting an open house on Wednesday, October 16th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Public Safety Center at 900 Park Street. The event will include a display of police vehicles and fire engines, drone and motorcycle demonstrations, an extrication demonstration, and opportunities for community members to meet the staff of each department. Staffing will also be providing tours to allow a behind-the-scenes look at each department. The open house was originally scheduled for October 2nd, but was delayed due to the heat wave. The League of Women Voters of San Luis Obispo County, in partnership with the American Association of University Women, will be holding a forum for the Paso Robles School Board candidates. That's this evening. The forum is at the school district's boardroom, 800 Niblick Road, once again from 7 to 8:30 this evening. The forum will also be live streamed on the school district's YouTube channel for those who cannot attend in person. The public will be given the opportunity to learn about the candidates and their views on issues affecting the community. Attendees are encouraged to submit questions relevant to all candidates at the forum. KPRL Local News has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18. California News is next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist, with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. Riverside County Sheriff's Office detailing the arrest of a 49-year-old Las Vegas man at a checkpoint near former President Donald Trump's rally in Coachella over the weekend. Sheriff Chad Bianco says Van Miller had guns in his possession.
There is absolutely no way that any of us are going to truly know what was in his head.
Miller arrested just before the rally started. He allegedly had several passports with different names and an unregistered vehicle with a fake license plate. He was released on $5,000 bail. L.A. Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh suffers an irregular heartbeat during his team's game in Denver Sunday.
They did a great job. I had a little treatment, a little IV. So they were on it, which was great.
Harbaugh saying he has atrial flutter, a type of arrhythmia that causes the upper chambers of the heart to beat too fast. He returned to the sideline as his team beat the Broncos 23-16. Dodgers strike first in the National League Championship Series, beating the Mets in L.A. 9-0. Jeff Scott, California News.
Halloween's coming alive at Target. Jackie and Gordy the Jack-O-Lanterns here with a front porch view of Target's Halloween deals, like 20% off costumes with Target Circle. We're talking rock stars, witches, princesses.
Ooh, you know, I think I'd look good with a cape. think so too, Gordy.
Plus, hit the trick-or-treat jackpot with 20% off candy.
Now that's how you get porch traffic.
This week only, save 20% on costumes with Target Circle and 20% off candy. Make your Halloween come alive at Target. Restrictions apply.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature Paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Kenny Enney. Trustees are elected to provide direction and oversight for our district, but years of weak leadership have left our students uninspired and graduates unprepared. Our campuses have fallen into disrepair and our finances are in disarray, but we can turn things around. With strong leadership, we can help lead PRJ-USD to be the district of excellence our community deserves. We will establish standards and hold the district accountable. Vote for Lauren McCoy, Hunter Breeze, Leo Castillo, and Kenny Enney for PRJ-USD. Not paid for by any political candidate or committee.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 7:22. It's time for food and farm news brought to you by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discusses the organization's 2024 general election voter guide with Stephen Fanaroli, policy advocate at the Farm Bureau. Fanaroli speaks about the Farm Bureau's positions on ballot propositions that would impact the state's minimum wage, rent control policy, sentencing criteria for drug and theft crimes, and other issues. The episode also covers the U.S. agricultural trade deficit, the probationary status of the Tulare Lake sub-basin under California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and the potential impacts on agriculture of a major East Coast port strike like the one that was suspended recently. That's the Voice of California Agriculture podcast. Food and farm news has been brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234, dignifiedhopecare.com. Traffic on KPRL is brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. And once again, good news. The California Highway Patrol reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. We do still have some areas of low clouds and fog, so give yourself a little extra time. As you know, traveling through fog, your vision is it's not very wide. Traffic has been brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. KPRL North County weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agricultural needs. Mostly sunny today after the areas of low clouds and fog burn off. Highs in the mid-80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the low 50s. Winds will increase from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, partly cloudy and cooler on Wednesday with highs in the low 80s. Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. It's currently 58 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agricultural needs. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 7:25.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed after Friday's records for the Dow and S&P. The bond market is closed today for the holiday. Boeing shares are down 1.5% after the company revealed plans to eliminate 17,000 jobs, saying it wants to shore up the business for when the machinist strike ends. Caterpillar shares are down nearly 3%. Wall Street analysts are predicting demand for its construction equipment will soften. Nvidia shares up nearly 2%. There's speculation Nvidia could eventually overtake Apple as the world's most valuable company. Nike shares down more than 0.5%, even though company veteran Elliott Hill takes over today. His goal as new CEO is to boost innovation and reduce dependence on retro styles. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness. We need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Paso Robles Radio Shack is located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018. The National Radio Shack organization is back, providing us with new and additional inventory. This month, we are featuring the supersonic AM/FM shortwave cassette radio with USB, SD card, and Bluetooth input at a price of $34.99. We are also featuring the Nebo flashlights that we have in stock for 14% off. Having received more AA 36 pack alkali batteries, regularly selling for $23.99, are on special at $12.99. This is along with the great customer service, repair, and installation services we provide. Paso Robles Radio Shack, located at 1171 Creston Road, number 109, since 2018.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Our nation is in trouble.
Open borders, welfare for all, rampant crime, denying parents rights in our schools.
It has to stop.
Your Slo County Republican-endorsed candidates will fight for you and bring our country, state, and nation back to common sense reality.
Go to rpsloc.org to see your endorsed candidates and watch for your voting slate card coming soon.
Hold on to this voting card to take to the polls.
Make sure you, your friends, and family vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th.
Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. It's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Monday edition, The Right Choice.
In my most secure moments, I still can't believe I'm spending those moments with
The Morning Exchange.
And the ground I am walking, the air that I breathe, are shared at those moments with
The Morning Exchange.
Your love for me, you show.
Very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Coming up this afternoon, no sound off. It is a holiday, as Chad explained. It's Indigenous Peoples Day or Christopher Columbus Day or Dodger Day or whatever you want it to be. But I do have some specials. Opposite ends. One will be country, Music City.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, a fascinating story of a lady named Sister Rosetta Tharp. One of the greatest guitarists of all time. She started out in gospel, and she changed. And when this thing called rock and roll came in, she said, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And she influenced many of the great guitarists of all times and also other artists, including Johnny Cash, Elvis, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, and Keith Richards. And it's just an amazing lady,
So, well, she was also playing guitar when most women didn't play guitar.
Right, and she electrified it. And, yeah. I mean, well, she didn't elect. She was playing electric guitar. And, again, she incorporated it with gospel. And her voice is, well, you'll hear some of it. I mean, this is from a long time ago when this lady performed. But it's absolutely amazing what she was able to do. So that will be on this afternoon as well here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. All right, a couple of things on the this is kind of on a lighter spot, though. No offense intended, but, Chad, you did the story on the fire station out there on Union Road.
Yeah.
And what they're going to be building out there.
Right.
Hey, folks, can you put a little side in the budget to get a decent-looking flag? It looks like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree on that flag out there.
Oh, jeez. It's a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
That's what
that's all the visual you need, right?
It's you got this beautiful brand new building stuff and this pathetic flag. It's just, come on.
What's wrong with this picture?
You have a flag, so that's good,
one of these things is not like the others.
No. Matter of fact, look at across the street from you at PRW Steel. Now, that's an American flag. So
that there's an American flag.
Man, so. That's an American flag there, boys. You get one like that and you make you look like a man. Oh, can you say that anymore?
No.
I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. What else do I have? Got a couple of emails saying, you know, they heard on KPRL last week, and it had to do with somebody calling in from Creston and the fact that let's see here. Heard on the show, a man said Creston residents have to vote in Atascadero for this presidential election. Why? I don't know why. But I brought in my ballot. And to tell you the truth, I never remember from year to year on the ballot, but there's nothing on my form. Well, it says, return your ballot by mail postmarked on or before Election Day. And then it says in person to any official voting location in California. That is, I could be wrong, but I don't recall ever seeing that before. But it says, and I think this is misleading, by mail postmarked on or before Election Day. Now, I'm just going to assume that my regular place is going to be out there in Lockwood. It's just an assumption because there's nothing on the, at least, my official ballot that's enclosed that indicates that. Because I've been looking at it over the weekend, front and back, over and over again to make sure that I'm not missing anything. And then I just decided that, well, worst comes to worst, Linda and I will drive out there on Election Day anyway and see what's going on. But I think this is what's causing confusion with many people, because I don't think it's as easy as in the past is to find out. And we've had quite a few people call in saying they're not seeing where they're supposed to vote, or in some cases, like we heard from Creston, that they're going to have to come into Atascadero. I don't know if that's for all in Creston. I'm not sure about that, and I don't know the reasons why. So if anybody knows, have you called or talked to anybody regarding that? Maybe we'll find out more information, or since Wonder Woman is running the show down there, maybe we won't find out about it. So there you have it. It's coming up. All right, to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You were a little slow with your tire out there on Saturday, Kevin.
You know what I thought afterwards I should have done is, instead of going the full 5 feet that I did and stopped for whatever reason, I just should have reversed it and gone back the other way like I won. I mean, the same direction and looked like I won.
That might have worked.
Well, it might have worked, but I didn't know. Obviously, I didn't know what I was doing. So, but anyway, that was a good event, wasn't it? I mean, the whole event was
fun.
It was
a great event.
Yeah.
Did you stay and watch the whole thing?
Yeah. No, I stayed for the award ceremonies and all that stuff. No, it was very, very good.
I hope we get better attendance next year.
Well, you know, it's the first one out, and I think through word of mouth that it'll help it, because it was fun. I mean, everybody was having a good time.
It was.
Just having a good time. I don't know. I was just interested in it anyway because I saw what everything was going to be. Plus, John blackmailed me into doing the event. But it is well worth going out to see, because you will enjoy a lovely afternoon of people just having fun. I loved it when the guy put the for sale sign on his pickup truck.
Yes, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
And they stole quite a bit of hay out there.
Yeah, they did. But, man, I'll tell you what, when he put that in inside his truck, I thought he's going to be cleaning that thing out for a long, long time.
Yes, indeed.
So, yep.
Well, we hope you do better next year.
I think I will be retiring from physical events.
I thought you already were.
Well, like I said, I was duped. What happened was, John asked me on the air when I had him on sound off.
Oh, yeah.
So how can I turn that down when I'm on the air?
You couldn't.
No. So
for those of you who don't know, we're talking about the Pioneer Games at the event center that was part of Pioneer Day on Saturday.
Yeah. So a lot of fun, though. But,
thanks.
Yeah, and you
thanks
know what?
Thanks for making that clear, Chad.
Well, you know, in case you just tuned in, people wouldn't know.
You know, the other thing, the event was extremely well run. You know, sometimes you go to these events and so forth, and they kind of drag along in between. And this thing was bam, 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 bam. Well, extremely well executed.
Yeah, it was a little slow getting started, but once they kicked it off, it, you're right, one after another.
Yeah,
many things happening.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that they called Mark Perry's name several times and he never showed.
Well, that's Mark. What can we say?
I know. So I will be probably talking to him within the next couple of days about that.
So you're saying he was conspicuously absent?
I'm saying he was a coward.
Okay. Just, let's don't sugarcoat it. Just come right out there. Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else for us?
No, that's it. Have a great week.
Okay, thanks. You too. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Morning.
So if you don't have a polling place listed on the tear-off tab of your ballot, then you don't have a polling place. There is an increased number. I think the number is up around 6,000 people now. It used to be 4,000 in the last election. Do not have a polling place. They cannot vote in person, which to me is illegal.
That's what I'm thinking, Greg, because I'm looking, you're saying on the ballot itself that there's something at the bottom, that part that you pull off, or you
the
rip.
Part that, the yeah, 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 the part that you pull off has your polling place on it. If you do not have a polling place listed there, if you go to a polling place, they will not have your name. So when you go to your polling place, they have a ledger, a book, where you sign your name. And that takes the place of you signing your envelope. So if you mail it in, they have to check your signature on your envelope to make sure that that's you. This is why the mail-in and all the process to look at the mail ballot takes longer than voting in person. So I found out that another person who you know is actually a worker at the polling place in Creston, lives in Creston, but also has to vote in Atascadero.
Well,
so our polling place is open. It's just not open for people that live in Creston.
I'm looking at my ballot. I have it in my hands, Greg, and there is no tear-off.
Then your ballot is strictly mail-in. You do not have a precinct anymore. They eliminated you from a precinct. Darcia has all that information. We've been working on this all weekend. I had my own Cowboy game on Friday afternoon. I had a friend that was leaving. He said, hey, he was working out in my park area. And I go, he says, I heard this loud noise and all your animals went running. And then this big tree fell. I said, all right, I'll go get it out. I had a cow stuck in the tree. I had to go back real fast, get a chainsaw and cut some limbs to get the animal's legs that were stuck. So they could get out of the tree.
I never heard of a cow in a tree.
Yeah, that's where they get that avian flu, I think.
Oh, boy. So
I got a good photo. I got a good photo of it. But getting back to this voting thing, this is intentional to force people to have to go somewhere else so they can't vote in person to make you mail your ballot in or take it in or do whatever so they can eliminate all these precincts. This is, to me, this is electioneering. How do you disenfranchise a community and tell them to go somewhere else? And it's not just one way. It's round trip. I know a guy that lives at this very south end on the west side of Paso. He's having to drive back and forth to San Miguel. He's passing six precincts on his way there.
Okay. On where it says on the no post is necessary if mailed, but Return your ballot by mail, postmark on or before. Then it says in person to any official voting location in California. So I'm wondering for people in the, you know, kind of where I live, but they're in San Luis Obispo County, they'll be able to vote in the school board elections here in their, you know, their area. So I wonder on theirs, does it say to any official voting location in California and what that would do to the votes?
Yeah, if you do not use that ballot and you try to vote at a precinct, then they give you one of these other types of ballots that's counted at the very end. Okay, I'm looking at my ballot, official ballot. My tear-off stub says voter stub. Official ballot, general election, November 5th, 2024, San Luis Obispo County, California. Your in-person voting location is Atascadero United Methodist Church and gives me the address. Okay. Like I said on Friday when I found this out, I've been voting in the same location for 23 years. There's people that are living here that have been voting here way longer than that at the same location. Why would the location change now? Why are 2,000 to 3,000 people from Creston? And even if you want to mail it in, the post office is right down the street from the voting place. Do I have to go to a post office in Atascadero?
Well, now you know why people are confused.
This is a deliberate, like I said, this is deliberate. Done to make you go somewhere else, and people are going to go, well, I'm not driving to Atascadero, I'll just mail it in.
Right.
Now, how many people have to handle that? I don't know. Have you ever got something lost in the mail?
quite a few times. You know, Greg, again, this is getting more confusing for people. And I can assure you that many people are going to get frustrated and just say the double hockey sticks with it.
We have an event tomorrow evening at the fire station in Creston that PG&E is supposedly putting on, or to talk about their outages that they've been doing. And I'm asking if anybody in Creston is going to that. I'm going to be taking signatures of people that are upset about this voting thing. This isn't going to go away. Obviously, you can't change what's on your ballot, but I think this woman needs to be prosecuted. This is an intentional dereliction of her job, as far as I'm concerned. But you want people to ride bikes. You want people to use electric cars. You want people to do things close to their home. And then you set it up so I have to drive 15, 20 miles each direction to go do something that I'm supposed to have a right to be able to do?
Yeah. No, it does smell, and we knew that this was probably going to happen, something along these lines. Greg, I got to get one more phone call before we call it a day. This hour. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just calling about the absentee ballot thing. I started doing that years ago just because I was gone a lot of times, but I've always voted in person if I was here. And in the past, I live on Peachy Canyon just to the east of town, and I'm barely outside. Actually, my city limit line is my property line. And for years, my polling place has been down there at the church, Congregational Church on 13th Street, which is like less than a mile from my house.
Yeah.
And this year I get my ballot, and my polling place is now at the San Miguel Community Center.
Jeez.
Which is 9 miles away. And what if I, as an older person that didn't have transportation, I don't have a way to get there. So they're now forcing us to use the mail. Right. And I don't know how that can possibly be legal.
Well, that's the question that's being asked, and what is I would like to hear, probably with a chuckle, their explanation for doing this.
Well, I'm sure there's a ulterior motive,
right?
And I don't trust them as far.
Yeah, no, I mean they'll tell us there's an ulterior motive, but it'll be full of you know what.
Right. Well, anyway, just throwing that out.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're up against the clock. We're going to exit stage left.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services, an Atascadero man sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. Templeton CSD considering increasing impact fees, and the League of Women Voters is holding a Paso School Board Candidates Forum tonight. Weather-wise, areas of morning low clouds and fog becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. It's currently 58 degrees. This KPRL local news update was brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israel's military is looking into how a Hezbollah drone reached an army base, killing four soldiers, injuring around 60 people. The Biden administration, meantime, is sending Israel a THAAD anti-missile system.
THAAD stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. The U.S. is also providing troops who will operate the THAAD system in Israel and protect Israel from future ballistic missile attacks by Iran or any of Iran's proxies.
Fox's Nate Foy, a man arrested near a Trump rally in California, then released on bail Saturday, says he's a Trump supporter.
The 49-year-old man was driving an unregistered black SUV with what police say was a homemade license plate. Riverside County deputies say they found weapons as well as several passports and driver's licenses with different names inside that SUV.
Fox's Joe Nato, America's listening to Fox News.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you
serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
Ted Miles Motors, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
Ted Miles Motors, in business for 49 years, has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, TedMilesMotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
Ted Miles Motors, Atascadero.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. It's turning out mostly sunny after some of this stuff gets away. Mid-80s, a couple of clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the low 50s, and mid-80s on Tuesday, low 80s Wednesday, mid to upper 70s Thursday and Friday. Right around 80 on Saturday, same Sunday, mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 7:09 a.m., 6:29 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com. By the way, the office is closed today. Moving along on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. Bank on Better, the car show, and barbecue fundraising event. The Community Car Care Center, it's to help out, and it will take place at the Estrella Wardbird Museum. I keep thinking I'm off a week somehow. It is on the 26th. The 26th, free admission, but your car entry for $45. Tri-tip lunch, just $15. Have a bounce house, silent auction, some music for you. All makes and models are welcome. And, of course, all entry donation go towards rebuilding Paso Robles Auto Wrecking Yard. You heard the story that Karen had on several weeks ago. Atascadero Winter Youth Basketball registration is open, and let's see here. All are welcome to participate in the fun. That's kindergarten through sixth grades at any skill level. And let's see here. Important dates are the 14th, Monday, the 15th, Tuesday. Practices and games will start on 12-2, and games will be played on Saturdays starting January 11th. And registration by the 25th, by next Friday. So Something to think about. Visit the city of Atascadero and get ready to play some hoops. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget that old golden jewelry. Trade it in for some, well, new jewelry or that four-letter word, cash. Linda Ryan, happy birthday. Jennifer Grogan, Sandy Viborg, Brady Lamas. We have Lars Jorgensen, Jim Davis, John Bork, Tamara Gardner, Steve Bryant, Kim Sherwin. Shauna Howenstein's having a birthday. Tell me why. Charlie Owens, DiBernardi, and Greg and Suene Cook. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of or not. Well, William Penn, the colony guy, 1644, 1718, Dwight David Eisenhower, 1890, 1969, Lillian Gish, birth of a nation, 1893, E.E. Cummings, 1894, 1962. Alan Jones, he was a singer and a really boring singer in those Marx Brothers movies. His son was Jack Jones. Lady, you're in love today. 1907, 1992. John Wooden, Wizard of Westwood, mm-hmm. 1910, 2010. Jack Arnold, the actor and director, 1916, 1992. C. Everett Koop, Surgeon General, 1916, 2013. We have Roger Moore, the Saint, and of course Bond, 1927, 2017. Singer, Melba Montgomery, 1938. Ralph Lauren, the fashion designer, 1939. Tommy Harper, not a bad baseball player, stolen base leader 1 year. 1940, Cliff Richards, a singer over there from the pond, 1940. J.C. Sneed, golf champ, 1940. Jerry Glanville, the coach, 1941. From them, G-O-L-R-I, glory, Billy Harrison, 1942. Lance Renssel, oh boy. Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues, 1946. Good hitter, Al Oliver, 1946. Hall of Fame receiver, Charlie Joyner, 1947. Of those Miami Dolphin Super Bowl teams, Bob Kuchenberg, 1947. Sheila Young, Olympic gold medalist. She was a speed skater, 1950. Night Courts, Harry Anderson, 1952, 2018. Beth Daniel, golf champ, 1956. Quite a list today. Lori Petty, the actress, 1963. Joe Girardi, catcher and manager, 1964. Steve Grogan, the comedian, 1965. Frank Wycheck, not a bad tight end, in 1971. Everybody's favorite country singer, Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks.
Right on my list.
1974. And Jared Goff, quarterback. Yes, indeed, with the Lions. Big game yesterday. Alrighty, so passing away on this day, I see Everett Koop. I got a picture of him here. He looks like a nanny goat, or a billy goat, rather. Who died on this day?
Lots of people.
Including one who I said none of his movies were good, and I couldn't stand him as a singer, but America loved him, Der Binger. Der Binger died in this day in 1977. That would be Bing Crosby. Errol Flynn, interesting man. Mm-hmm. 1959, also passing away on this day, the father of modern bodybuilding, Eugene Shadow, 1925. Piper Laurie, pretty good actress, mm-hmm. 2023. Freddie Fender, he stunk.
Valdemar Huerta.
I know Lewis down at Spring Street Mobile has posters of him all over his room. Freddie died in 2006. He was, Leonard Bernstein, the producer and director and composer, 1990. Keenan Wynn, not a bad actor, 1986. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Wizard of Westwood, John Wooden.
This KPRL local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Safe, secure storage for your RV, boat, household, and all commercial items. Megastorage.com. Big or small, they store it all. An Atascadero man is sentenced to prison for child sex crimes. Templeton CSD is considering increasing impact fees, and the League of Women Voters is holding a Paso Robles School Board Candidates Forum tonight. I'll have those stories and more coming up weather-wise Areas of morning fog becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. It's currently 58 degrees. This local news update has been brought to you by Mars Mega Storage for your RV, boats, household, and commercial items. 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles, MarsMegaStorage.com.
John Wooden, 7-point creed. Be true to yourself. Make each day your masterpiece. Help others. Drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible. Make friendships a fine art. Build a shelter against a rainy day. Pray for guidance and give thanks for your blessings every day. John Wooden, this hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Pretty darn simple. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2. KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.